Want to know where you can find everything that you need for spring and feel good about getting it? At Ross. You'll find huge deals on the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit and more. You don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. We're talking about saving on your favorite brands for the whole family. Host a family outside with great deals on melamine dishes, pitchers, and more. And Ross is a great place to shop, supporting communities by raising $4.1 million with customers for Boys and Girls Clubs of America's after school program. So what are you waiting for? Say yes or less at Ross.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey. We live in a world where happiness is treated almost like a checkbox. Social media bombards us with highlight reels of smiling faces, vacations, and happy captions. Self-help books promise the secret to eternal happiness, and even well-meaning friends might say things like, "Don't worry, just stay positive." But the truth is that making happiness your ultimate goal can set you up for disappointment. Life is full of ups and downs. Sadness, frustration, and even moments of hopelessness are natural, necessary parts of the human experience. When we treat happiness as the only acceptable emotion, we end up rejecting or suppressing other emotions that might be trying to teach us something. And that suppression can leave us feeling stuck, confused, or even ashamed. Emotions are like waves in the ocean. Some are calm and soothing, like happiness or contentment. Others might feel overwhelming, like sadness or anger, but all of them are temporary. They come and they go. The key is learning to ride those waves instead of trying to fight them or push them away. One way to start welcoming all emotions is to stop labeling them as good or bad. Instead, think of them as messengers. Sadness, for example, might be telling you that you care deeply about something or someone you've lost. Anxiety might be signaling that you're stepping out of your comfort zone and into growth. When you allow yourself to feel these emotions, instead of resisting them, you open the door to understanding yourself better. Sadness is seen as something to avoid or fix, but what if we looked at it differently? Think about the times in your life when you've grown the most. Maybe it was after a breakup, or after losing a job, or facing a personal challenge. Chances are, those moments involved sadness, and yet, they also shaped you, teaching you resilience, empathy, and clarity. Sadness is not a failure. It is a sign that you're alive, that you're invested in your life and relationships. And sometimes, allowing yourself to sit with sadness can lead to breakthroughs. The truth is, there is a social pressure to be always happy. We've all seen it. A friend who insists everything's amazing, even when they're clearly struggling. Or the people around you who might say, "It's fine, I'm fine," even when you know they're not. This pressure doesn't just come from society. It comes from within too. Sometimes, we're so focused on maintaining a happy facade that we lose touch with what we're really feeling. Pretending to be happy all the time isn't sustainable, and it is not honest. True connection, whether it's with friends, family, or yourself, comes from authenticity. And authenticity means showing up as you are, not as who you think you should be. So, how can we break free from the happiness trap and start welcoming all emotions? You're feeling a strong emotion, name it out loud or write it down. For example, I feel sad, or I feel anxious. Naming emotions can take their power away. Remind yourself that it is okay to feel how you feel. Talk to yourself the way you would to a friend who's going through a tough time. Sit with your emotions without trying to change them. This can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths and noticing how the emotion feels in your body. Reach out to someone you trust and let them know what you're going through. Sometimes, just being heard can make all the difference. Life isn't about being happy all the time, but it is about being human. And being human means experiencing the full range of emotions, from joy to sorrow and everything in between. Next time that you feel sadness, don't push it away. Instead, welcome it, sit with it, learn from it, and remember you're not alone. Now, let's talk about something that often gets overshadowed in the chase for happiness: peace. We live in a world that tells us happiness is the ultimate goal, the pinnacle for a successful life. But what if I told you that happiness as we've been taught to pursue it, can actually be a trap. Happiness is fleeting. It comes and goes, just like any other emotion. But peace is enduring. It is a state of being that isn't dependent on external circumstances. Happiness is largely tied to dopamine, the feel-good neurotransmitter. Dopamine gets released when you achieve a goal, eat your favorite food, or experience something pleasurable. It is your brain's way to reward you. But the truth is, dopamine isn't designed to last. It is a part of the cycle that motivates you to keep seeking out pleasurable or rewarding experiences. This is why the joy of buying new clothes, receiving a compliment, or hitting a milestone fades so quickly. Because your brain adapts to these highs, leaving you craving the next one. No matter how much happiness you achieve, you'll eventually return to a baseline level and start seeking more. It is exhausting, and it is why chasing happiness can feel like running a race you'll never win. Peace is rooted in a sense of acceptance and stability. It is not tied to external rewards or fleeting highs, but comes from within. Peace is when you're able to sit with yourself, no matter what's happening around you. It is tied to practices like mindfulness, gratitude, and self-compassion. All of these habits that train your brain to stay grounded. When you prioritize peace over happiness, you're no longer caught in the cycle of chasing something external. Peace allows you to ride the emotional wave we talked about earlier without being thrown off course. One of the reasons peace lasts is because it doesn't depend on the dopamine cycle, but instead, it engages other areas of your brain, like the prefrontal cortex, which governs self-regulation and emotional stability. Happiness is the spark, but peace is the flame. When you leave for happiness alone, you're constantly chasing the next spark, the next moment of joy. But when you prioritize peace, you cultivate a steady flame. How do you shift your focus from chasing happiness to cultivating peace? Practice acceptance. Peace begins with accepting what is, instead of resisting it. This doesn't mean that you have to like everything that happens, but acknowledging reality helps you respond rather than react. Let go of shoulds. Replace thoughts like, I should be happier, with I'm feeling what I'm feeling and that is okay. This removes judgment and creates space for self-compassion. Embrace stillness. Take time each day to sit quietly, even if it's just for a few minutes. Focus on your breath or the sound around you. Stillness invites peace. Seek meaning over pleasure. Instead of asking, what will make me happy? Ask what will bring meaning. Meaningful actions, like helping others creating or learning, lead to deeper, more lasting fulfillment. Reframe setbacks. When life doesn't go as planned, remind yourself that peace doesn't come from avoiding hardship, but from navigating it with grace. Contentment is the bridge between peace and happiness. It is the ability to appreciate what you have without constantly striving for more. When you're content, you're not chasing the highs of happiness or avoiding the lows of sadness. You're grounded in the present. Contentment also creates resilience. People who cultivate gratitude and contentment are better able to cope with challenges and bounce back from setbacks. So what if instead of happiness, you start looking for contentment? Appreciate the small, quiet joys of life, a warm meal, a kind word, or even a moment of stillness. These moments may not be dopamine-fueled highs, but they're in the building blocks of a peaceful life. Happiness is wonderful, but it is not the whole picture. It is a temporary emotion, and it is one wave in the ocean of our experience. Peace, on the other hand, is the steady foundation beneath those waves. So the next time that you find yourself chasing happiness, pause and ask yourself, what if I focused on finding peace instead? Remember, peace doesn't mean the absence of difficulties, but it means finding your center in the middle of them. And when you make peace with your goals, happiness often becomes a natural byproduct, not something you have to chase. With love, Mafe.
Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.